Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So, I was catching up on some booze, and I heard Stefanos on his little life dilemma. And all I can say is that if I want something and I am able to purchase it, I do it. I wasn't like that always. It was only after my motorcycle accident and my near-death experience. And then with my second accident in the car accident in 2009, where I look at it as I've lost two lives out of my nine, I don't take things seriously as I did, and I don't frivolously go out and, you know, spend money just because I want something. I'm trying to think. I went through a time when I gave a lot of stuff away and wanted to live the simple life with less distractions and more focus on family and friends and non-tangible things as opposed to tangible, like cars and TVs and computers and things of that nature. For a while, I did really good after my accidents. And then I started going back to work and making the money that I was used to. And with that comes responsibility and desire and want. And then I went through and it all happened really fast from 2004 until present day. And then I lost my job, the job that I was making, the Buku books. And, you know, it gets stripped away from you. And once again, you realize what's really important. Not the new car, not the tangibles. More focusing on family, friends, making amends, spending time doing what I want to do, you know, in the sense of, you know, traveling or just doing what I wanted to do. But I will say this, I do have moments where I would love to have a newer house with less repairs. I'd like to have a newer car. But then a part of me says, oh my gosh, the minute I get it, I'll park it in the parking lot and it'll get scratched, or I'll get into an accident. I don't know. Just so I do have my moments where I go one way and then I go the other way. But I would lean more towards being happy with what I got, being content. And not living above my means kind of thing, if that makes any sense. Because I did that, and after the accident and then losing my job, that just kind of really puts you into check how much money was wasted on, you know, stuff we don't even have anymore. So that was my take on Stefano's boo.